Tunisia's parliament has questioned two ministers accused of promoting, quote, normalization of ties with Israel. The ministers were summoned in the wake of Israeli tourists being allowed into Tunisia, which does not recognize Israel. A motion of criticism was filed late last month against the Tunisian tourism minister and the deputy interior minister for security over the issue. The tourism minister was also accused of receiving an Israeli delegation, a charge she has denied. Israel has always been a pariah in the Middle East and North Africa since it was created, and most regional countries have resisted Western calls for them to recognize the Israeli regime. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Tunis, Adnan Chouchi, about this. Adnan, over to you. Tell us more about the reactions to this move.
Good evening, Hassan. Today, hundreds of journalists spent hours first waiting for the voting by parliamentary groups on whether the plenary session and the questioning should be public or closed for security reasons. But the majority said that the public opinion should know everything through the media. Tourism Minister Amel Karboul and Minister in Charge of Security Affairs, Zri Tasfar, arrived together for the public hearing about the entry of Israeli tourists last month through the port of Tunis. This caused anger in Tunisia and nationwide protests in many regions. Zri Tasfar defended himself, saying that accepting Israeli tourists in Tunisia is an old practice which started under the former regime, the regime of Zain al-Abidin Ben Ali. He added that the issue turned into a problem when an officer from the customs services refused the orders and refused entry to Israelis in March. Since then, the presence of Israelis became known to the public, and people have been following the moves of and the decisions of the two ministries, the Ministry of Interior on the one hand and the Ministry of Tourism on the other hand. Zri Tasfar added that the government was criticized for banning entry to Israelis in March. The entry of 61 Israeli tourists in April was a way of avoiding a new crisis with tourism companies who dominate the industry. And this is according to the minister. The same argument was used by Amel Karboul, the Minister of Tourism, who used what critics describe as economic terrorism. And this is the term used by dozens of lawmakers inside the National Constituent Assembly. Karboul said four American companies who own all cruise ships, which come with over 1 million tourists a year, now refuse the Tunisian destination because tourists holding Israeli passports are not welcome in Tunisia. The speech of the two ministers caused fury at the National Constituent Assembly. Lawmakers accused the ministers of attempting to normalize ties with Tel Aviv through tourism. Lawmakers said Jews are welcome in Tunisia, where a community of about 1,700 people live in the capital city, Tunis, and the island of Jerba. However, lawmakers argue that Israeli tourists are not welcome because their presence is a form of normalization of ties with a regime responsible for crimes in the occupied Palestinian territories, but also here in Tunisia. Lawmakers talked about the massacre of Hammamshat in 1985. An air raid on the city of Hammamshat killed over 60 Tunisian and Palestinian people. Politicians say any relation with Tel Aviv is a treason to Tunisian and Palestinian martyrs. This is what's been said by lawmakers in the National Constituent Assembly. The public hearing of ministers is still taking place amid protests in Tunis and interior regions against economic normalization, what is described as economic normalization with Israel through tourism, which is also described as a pretext of the bad image of Tunisia abroad. So lawmakers say that they reject this economic terrorism, which is used by two ministries, the Interior Ministry on the one hand and the Ministry of Tourism on the other.
Indeed. All right, we'll leave it there for the time. The Press TV's Adnan Chouchi reporting from Tunis. Thanks, Adnan.